I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's with me, and we're pleased to welcome Kentucky Center for School Safety Resource Center Director Karen McChristian to Sounds Good. Karen, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Karen, I had no idea that Murray State University hosted the post-secondary education component for the Kentucky Center for School Safety. It was new to me this year. So, but you're not new to me. You have made the scene in the current discussion about anti-bullying progress in many communities. This is Safe Schools Week, and bullying plays into the theme that you are working on with public appearances throughout and in many places in addition to WKMS. Give me the meat of the message you want to get across.
Our meat for this year, every year we try to hit bullying in some way, cyberbullying. This year, we looked backwards a little bit. We went back to Connecticut. We went back to December. I think everybody stopped and froze and watched television and was saddened again. We've hit that type of situation years past, and it came again, and it hit us again. The school safety issues, when we saw those babies and we saw those staff members lose their lives, and we reexamined. And we reprioritized, and we said, okay, we need to look really hard at safety, lockdowns, many other things, but let's internally look at the bullying, the cyberbullying, all the different things, and also some risky behaviors that our students are having, maybe in the upper levels, middle school and high school. So this year we looked at the positive part of our message is we want our students to be part of our safety team. So we're looking at the theme being stop bullying, violence and risky behavior, but the STOP stands for safety, teamwork, opportunities, and power. And we want our students to be part of our safety team and take all the opportunities they can to use their power to help us make our schools sanctuaries of safety, a place where they can learn, a place where they can grow and feel safe when they get there.
When you speak to kids, I know this resonates. But there are a lot of intervening issues for kids being a part of this team, and you diffuse some of those with, was it telling or tattling?
Mm-hmm. A lot of children have problems with a friend will tell them something, or they'll see maybe an issue. We talked a little bit earlier about one of the risky behaviors. Some children cut themselves or have some self-harm issues where they they have a stress, and that's the only way they know to get rid of that stress is to do something harmful to themselves, and I don't quite understand that, but that's something they're doing. And another child is the only one that knows that. Or they're thinking about doing something else harmful to themselves, and another child knows. And that child may need to tell a trusted adult. They do need to tell a trusted adult. They don't have the skills. So we talk to children, and we say, you need to be part of our safety team. You need to be able to come and tell us, a trusted adult, and we can get them the help that they need. And the difference between telling or tattling is a big difference. Tattling is trying to get somebody in trouble. And we've asked you since you were in first grade, don't tattle on somebody else. That's not something we want you to do. But telling is being a silent hero. We won't have to ever use your name. Tell a trusted adult that can help this child. Or if somebody is maybe doing something at home and mad at somebody and wants to bring something to school that they should not be bringing to school, and you know about it, and it could cause harm to others at school, we need you to step up, and you need to say to somebody that you trust, I know what's going to happen, or I've heard something's going to happen, and we need to be able to defuse that before it ever happens, and that's happened all over the United States, and we have appreciated that so much, but we need to continue to bring that message home, tattling and telling, be the silent hero, be part of the safety team with us.
Listen, you're an experienced educator in schools, and it seems from an outsider point of view that there's always sort of a system of groupings in school. And when you're talking about school safety, how do those groups transcend the kinds of barriers that seem to be up in popularity or income, socioeconomic status? How do you get kids together with a common focus on providing, being part of that sanctuary?
When I'm talking to, and sometimes I talk to a whole crowd, and I ask their teachers to continue that talk in a smaller group instead of that one time big crowd assembly isn't a check mark and you've got it done for the year. But when I talk to a large group, I'll tell them, I say, you know, you don't have to be everybody's best friend. You just have to respect one another. And you have to realize that you, I might take a football player or maybe the head cheerleader out, have them stand up here and say, you know, you're doing a really great job and we're real proud of you and this is dandy what you've got going on. But if everybody looked just like you and just could do exactly what you could do, we wouldn't have anybody else playing another part in the football team. We wouldn't have anybody making the signs, the art signs that go up in the wall. We'd have nobody in the band marching in. We'd have nobody else doing all the other parts. You wouldn't ever have your name, especially in the newspaper. We need everybody. You're all integral to make this wonderful school the team that it is. It takes all of us to be this wonderful school and culture that it is. You don't have to be everybody's best friend. You have to respect everyone has talents and a place here. And if somebody sits next to you at lunch, get to know them. They don't have to be your best friend. Just get to know them. You know, be respectful. That's how I address it, so that they realize that they're just, there will always be likes and dislikes. People who like music will like music together, maybe. That's just, we as adults are like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we all need to have different. And they see that. They'll say, I don't want everybody to look like me. I don't want everybody to act like me. But I maybe didn't think about the fact that it's a good thing that they don't.
So would you say that the current public interest and examination of all the issues of bullying and violence, is that sinking in at the school level? I mean, are high school, middle school students starting to think about that and develop different trains of behavior relating to a bullying situation?
I think they are. I think when we talk about, I don't use the terminology a bully. I use displaying bullying behavior because I don't think anybody needs to be labeled, because I think everybody can be trained to do something different. I mean, we all, that's kind of fluid, you know, and we feel like mm-hmm. we can save everybody. We don't want to use the word victim. We want to, that's somebody who can work on resilience. So we talk to everybody about the different role that they have played in this particular situation or instance. And bystanders, and we're really working on the ones that are bystanders or witnesses right now. And we say, you know, you can change the situation. You weren't the one who displayed that bullying behavior. You weren't the one that was victimized at this time. But you are one who can make all the difference in the world. Don't ever think that you don't have a role in this. And we're trying to change the whole population, the whole culture, and not make it just, I wasn't bullied. I'm not the victim. I don't have to deal with this. If you can really change a culture and a population, there's a difference. Now, we also have another issue. And the issue is, if I don't get my way at school, if I'm not first, if I don't get to do this, then it's bullying now, because we've got that bullying going on and we really stirred up the word. We have to teach the difference in conflict and bullying. And we have to know the difference in that. And there is a big difference. If it's power struggle, if you're blaming the victim all the time, it's not my fault. The bullying is different than just two friends having a scuffle and they're both sorry and we have to deal with conflict, but we need to know the difference in bullying and conflict.
Now, when your focus is on creating this sanctuary during this week, which mm-hmm. is Safe Schools Week in the Commonwealth, throughout the year, what are your foci?
Hopefully, the schools will help. Education is key. That's what we're all about. We will embed curriculum throughout the year where we can that helps each student realize that they all need to respect one another. If we could do the respect, if we could realize that everybody has their own place and their own talents, and if they could continue to use it, embed that curriculum all year long, continue to have policies that when something does occur, and it probably will continue to occur some, that is immediately responded to and looked into and there's something done. You have this full comprehensive package that just does not let this exist. And we talked about last year, we called it the cure. And if we do that to the point that we just cure this viral disease, as we call it, we can have this one school, we can say, we just don't allow that. And if one student sees that it's, something's happening, they say, we don't do that here. A new student comes in, we just don't do that here. If students don't allow it, teachers don't allow it, administrators don't allow it, it doesn't have to happen here. You know, I mean, it would just be wonderful if we could just start small pockets. It's not going to happen here. Murray, Kentucky, it's not going to happen here. Callaway County, we're not going to let it happen here. Smallest, little, friendliest town, you know.
Sure enough.
Wouldn't that be really exciting to have people coming to our town to say, we just don't have that here. Mm-hmm. We have worked hard and long, and it's not happening here.
Well, of course, you've got the Guest Foundation in Paducah working on it. Is there... throughout the Purchase area, are there other pockets? Everybody's dealing with this?
It's exciting. And one of the things that we do that I get feedback, it's hard to see feedback, but during this Safe Schools Week, we have an online pledge that we ask our students and our staff and our community members to be a part of. And the pledge goes along with the stop and has to do with respect and the teamwork and opportunities.
Just read the pledge.
Okay. I pledge too. Keep my school safe by treating others as I want to be treated. Join others in my school and use teamwork to prevent bullying, cyberbullying, and other risky behaviors. Take the opportunity to think before I act and help others when I see the need. And to use my power to act respectfully and help keep my school safe for all. Right now, as of a minute ago, a few minutes ago, 32,715 total had taken the pledge this week and a week before. And these counties, we were very fortunate. The green counties have over 1,000 pledges so far. And Callaway Murray is one of our green counties, but also Floyd. Floyd was the first, and that's way over eastern Kentucky. You see all the ones that we've got, Christian County here, we've got McCracken County that are green. These counties, they're out there, they're having a proclamation that this is Safe Schools Week. We did that on the Court Square on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Paducah, their commission said this is Safe School Week and we're not going to have bullying. A lot of these counties, we had at least 13 that we know of, the counties went out there and said, okay, this is, October is anti-bullying month. So if this is all in this month, this week, a lot of things are going on. A lot of people are really aware, more so than ever before.
It would be cool if the awareness about anti-bullying extends beyond the school into society at large. That's my next hope, don't you think?
I think so, too. And I know this is a small piece, but we do also include community members, first responders. We had first responders included in our proclamation. They came, the sheriff and the chief of police. And it's really neat that we had them calling us and saying, what can we do this week to help you? How can we help at the schools, but how can we help in the community? I just think it's really neat that we've got people offering to help, you know, in the community. I think it's really cool.
So, Karen, if a listener wants to help you out contact-wise, where to go?
www.kysafeschools.org. And they can it says contact us. But if they want to go right on that front page, it'll tell them how to get into the Safe School Week stuff. They can go online and take the pledge, but they can contact us and we can give them all kinds of things they can do to help us and the schools and the kids.
Karen McChristian, thank you for being with us. Karen directs the Resource Center for the Kentucky Center for School Safety, kysafeschools.org. Thank you.